Last week we gave a message in this service on prayer and the importance of prayer. And I used to be a person who didn't pray. I mean, I preached and I would pray like probably a lot of y'all pray. You pray, you know, different little times. But I mean, to call myself a person of prayer, I was not. And I preached for years without having people in my life backing me up in prayer. And like this morning, when I got here at 7:30, there were four men that met me out front. And they climbed inside of a truck with me and they prayed for me. And I just don't think I could make it without prayer. Are y'all hearing me say? Would y'all pray for me? I need your prayers. I need your prayers. I need your prayers, man. Prayer is so important, but prayer is important for you, man. It's not just important for me. I'm not the only guy with issues and struggles and problems and a crazy job. Amen? So you need prayer. So we talked about that last week, calling down heaven in 2011. But you know there's another way to call down heaven, and it's the Word of God. Say that with me. The Word of God. Amen? Calling down heaven by praying, that's awesome. You need to pray, no doubt. There's also another way to call heaven, to get heaven down here in your life, to get God working in you, and that is the Word of God. All right? A lot of times I think we don't read the Bible because we don't think it's important, or somewhere along the way, somebody hasn't taught us or told us or showed us or helped us understand, man, this really matters. Okay? So that's what I'm going to try to do in this little bit of time. And I can't fix you and fix everything in just a couple of minutes this morning. Amen? But if you'll listen today, somebody did this for me years ago, and it helped change my life. I started learning the Word of God. I'm not talking about so I could brag with people what I know. You know this story? I know that story. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when I struggled, there could be things inside of me that I could call on. Amen? How many know what I'm talking about? Can I see your hand? Okay, there we go. There's something inside of me that I can call on that can help me. And it's not just about being in trouble. Sometimes you're having awesome times, and there's something inside of you that you can call on that'll help you celebrate. And it's God's Word. It's God wanting to be a part of your life. So let's look at it this morning. The Lord has given us an offensive weapon. In the book of Ephesians, it says, put on the whole armor of God that you can stand against the wiles of the devil. Most of those weapons are defensive. Okay? Defensive. Because Satan's going to come at you all day long, every day, and you're going to have to learn how to defend yourself. However, you know, a good defense is awesome, but you've got to have a little offense. Amen? And how about Seattle yesterday whooping the Saints? I hate to say it, but it happened. Didn't it? Matt Hasselbeck, where have you been? They had some offense, didn't they? Say. Now, the defense weren't the greatest, but they had enough offense to get the job done. God wants us to have some offense. Ephesians 6:17 calls it the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Say that with me. The sword of the, which is the, one more time, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. So our sword is what? The Word of God. The Word of God is a what? A sword. So how can I have that in my life? How can it help me? That's what I want to talk to you about this morning. Let's keep looking, Raj. Now, this isn't a long message, believe it or not. This is a short message. I just want to make some points and make it clear. Every warrior needs a weapon. Can you say that with me? Every warrior needs a weapon. And this is the weapon God's chosen for us. Sometimes, church, we screw it up. We think our weapon, we sometimes spiritualize so many things and we put it in place of God's Word. Y'all hearing me? It can be little deeds we do. It can be money we give. That's awesome that we do these things. However, there is nothing that's going to help you fight like the Word. Y'all hearing me? There's nothing going to help you fight like the Word. Well, I go to church and I do this and I done this and I done that. Well, brother, I'm telling you, it all sounds good, but you need the Word. And you need to kick yourself square in the tail and start getting into the Word. And that's what I'm talking about today. If you're going to be able to call down in 2011, and why not make 2011 the year that you started really depending on God's Word and making an effort to get in God's Word, memorize God's Word. And I know if you're not doing that, and probably most of you aren't, this is going to really drive you crazy this morning. Come on, here we go. The Word of God, that's what I'm talking about, just a few minutes. Here we go. Pop it up, Rod. It's what we're going to see. Our sword of the Spirit is the what? That's right. That's what we've been talking about. Our sword is the Word of God, man. Keep looking. 2 Peter 1:19 through 21. I just want to just talk to you just a couple of minutes about these verses. Here's what Peter says. Was Peter a man? He was a talented man, good man, strong man. He was all that. But was Peter sort of messed up? Yes or no? Peter had problems, didn't he? And nobody better in the Bible, really, to tell us about the Bible and how Peter changed and what it can do for you than Peter. Here's Peter, right before he is going to give up his life as a martyr for Christ. He says, we have also a more sure word of prophecy. This book, the Word of God that you have, is not like any other book. This is a more sure word. That's what we need in our life. I need something that's a more sure word. Whereunto you do well, that you take heed, Peter says, as unto a light that shines in a dark place. Do you live in a dark place sometimes? I do. And I need a light. That's the Word of God. He says, you'll do well if you listen to me. You take that word as a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawn, until the day star arise in your heart. The beautiful thing about the Word of God, as we read the Word, as we start to see that we need the Word, all of a sudden, the Word of God can start arising out of our heart. Okay? The Bible says, and we might see this verse later, I'm to hide God's Word in my what? That I might not what? Sin against God. That's the beauty of the Word. See, you can take all kinds of courses, whatever. But the bottom line is, it's a beautiful thing to take the Word of God and to see it as a more sure word. It's that light that you need in your life. It comes inside of your heart. It's phenomenal, man. Knowing this, why is this book important to you, Clark, and to Peter, by the way? Knowing this first, that no prophecy, and don't think of prophecy as just end time events. The whole Bible's a prophecy. Just most of it's already come to pass. That should encourage us. Amen? This book I hold is true. But the whole Word of God is a prophecy. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any what? I'm not really interested in what you think when it comes to what God says. Amen? When God has told me, I need to be interested in what He says. Amen? That's what you need to be interested in. If I get off track and I'm ever talking around here about stuff that doesn't have a thing to do with the Bible, somebody needs to come up and say, Pastor, well, you know what? We really aren't that interested in hearing what you say. Can you teach us the book? Y'all hearing me? See, the Scripture is not of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man. How did we get the Bible? Not the will of man. Oh, let's get together and write us a Bible. People do that. Joseph Smith. Amen. These cults, you call them what you want to. That's what they are. People that write their own Bibles. That's not how we got our Bible. How did we get our Bible? Our Bible, prophecy, came not by the will of man. Say it with me. But holy men of God, help me, spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. How do we have the Word of God? We believe that God's Word is God-breathed. Any solid Bible teacher, theologian will tell you that this Word we have is from God. It is God-breathed. And a lot of us don't read it. If we thought that every word in that book was God-breathed, we might just pick it up and read it. Amen? Say, if you went home today and you had this little note there laying on your table and you know for sure it was from God, it was like a two-page little note that He wrote you and it was signed in His own blood, Jesus. But I bet you'd cherish that thing, you'd read that thing, you'd hold that thing, you'd love that thing. That's what you have, my friend. In other countries where they're persecuted, sometimes they only have one page of the Scripture. And you'll see them in prison or squalid in underground churches. And they'll be gathered around with a candle or something. And they just love that little precious piece of scripture they got. But we're Americans. We don't need it. I don't think so. Amen? Does trouble come to Americans as well as other people say? Oh, yeah. One thing we got in common, death. Something else we got in common with everybody else, sin. We need the Bible, my friend. And what we have is a God-breathed book. Y'all hearing me today? Can you say that with me? What we have is a God-breathed book. I'm going to tell you something. Be honest with you this morning. I don't feel good. I'm sick. My stomach feels like I've been hit by, punched real hard. If I didn't believe that God's Word is God's God-breathed book, I wouldn't do this anymore. Y'all listening to me? Say. But as long as I believe this is a God-breathed book, then I got to stay with the program. Amen? That means I'm worthwhile. What I'm saying matters. Why? Because it ain't really about what I'm saying anyway. It's about what God has said. You need this. I need this. Check this out. This is sort of what I want to teach you this morning, and you might have already known it. The Word for the Word. What do I mean? It says the Word of God's quick and powerful, sharper. We might see that scripture. Let's look. The Word for the Word, Word. In the Bible, the Word, the literal Word for the Word, Word. What is it? It's not the commonly used Greek word, logos, that we normally see in the New Testament. What do I mean? In the beginning, John 1:1 was the what? The logos. And the Word, or the logos, was with God, and the Word, logos, was God. But when it talks about sure word, when it talks about the Word of God is quick and powerful, it's a different word. It's not the word logos. It's a different word. It's the Word. Can you say that with me? Rhema. Now, a lot of charismatic churches have taken this and just gone crazy. All right? So we'll try not to go crazy. However, some of us need to take this and start let it go a little crazy in us anyway. Amen? Right. The word is rhema. This is the same word used in Romans 10:17 and Hebrews 4:12. We're going to look at it. The word is rhema. Okay? Let's look at it. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the rhema of God. Okay? So faith comes by hearing. If I'm going to have faith, I've got to hear something. And what do I hear that gives me faith? Somebody tell me. The what? The Word, or the what? Rhema of God. How do I get faith? How do I make it? How do I stay strong? How do I put one foot in front of the other? How do I keep going? The rhema of God. The Word of God. Now, if it's just no book on the shelf, it don't really matter. Forget about it. And it's not going to just jump in and bite you, friend. You're going to have to check that thing yourself and eat it up. The rhema of God. What is that talking about? We're going to see it in just a second. If I've lost you, hang in here. Hebrews 4:12, one of the greatest scriptures in the Bible. For the Word, or the what? Rhema. For the Word of God, look at it, is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, there's our sword again, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. The Word of God will get down into the joints and the marrow. I was so ignorant, I'm just from Rockingham. I didn't even know when I grew up, and I was probably in college before I even realized inside our bones was something kind of flowing stuff called marrow. Yeah, but the Bible said that a long time ago. What does that mean? The Word of God will get inside your bones. No. Yeah. Come on. It'll pierce to the dividing of your soul and spirit, the joints and marrow. And look at this. The Word of God is a what? Discerner of the what? Thoughts and what else? Intents of the heart. What keeps you from doing the wrong thing? What keeps you doing the right thing? What keeps you on the right path? Well, probably one day, friend, the arm of flesh will fail you. You need something stronger than that. You need the rhema. You need the Word that helps you keep upright. Amen? You hearing me say? I guess this is important. Yeah, it's important, all right. So what does rhema mean? Here's what the word rhema means. Say it with me. It means the what? Come on, one more time. The word rhema means the... So the sayings of God are quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing, dividing even to the asunder of both joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. It's the what? It's the sayings of who? So faith comes by hearing, and hearing the sayings of God. You listening? Say. That's why you and I, and especially me, I need to focus on, when you come to hear me, that I'm focusing on the sayings of God. You hear me? Because that's where the power's at. How can you get help with your thought life if Gary's up here just talking about other mess? It's not powerful. Y'all listening or not? Say. Now that's just one piece of the pie as you come and listen to me. That's not going to get the job done. You need the rhema. You need the sayings of God. I need the rhema inside of me. I need those sayings of God. You got it? Are y'all hearing me today? That's how you call down heaven. Get you some rhema. Get you some sayings of God. Our sword of the Spirit is the what? Sayings of... So what is our sword? It's my sword. Got my sword. You ain't got nothing. You got a Bible in your hand. I know it's called the sword of the Spirit, but it ain't your sword of the Spirit unless it's inside of you, unless it gets in you, unless it's in your mind, unless it's in the joints, unless it's in the marrow, unless it's in your thoughts. All you got, and yet still a Bible, but it's not your Bible. Are y'all hearing me today? See, that's the difference. I think sometimes, I think that's maybe why we don't read the Word. We think I can just have it, even at the Clark House growing up as a hellraiser. My mama was a drunk, and it was a mess. There's that Bible sit on the coffee table. That Bible watched everything that went on in that home. And I'm sure it was crying out, "Boy, I wish you'd let me talk to you. I could change your life." And then one night, my mother was drunk to just show how crazy the power of the Bible is. One night she's sitting in a chair, she's drunk, and there's a man on the television named Billy Graham, but he's preaching the sayings of God. The sayings of God. I mean, the Bible won't but 3 feet from her whole life. Didn't do a bit of good. But as a man preached that word and said that word through the television, even when she was inebriated, part of her spirit received it. How many of us, if we knew, my gosh, I can be changed if I'll read that book. You're not trying to impress me, impress somebody else. It's, do you want the sayings of God or not? Amen? We'd rather get it some other way, I guess, some spooky thing. Go to some church meeting, fall out on the floor, whatever. Pick up the book! You hearing me today? You want to hear from Almighty God. Sayings of God. Sayings of God. Sayings of God. Say it with me. Sayings of God. Come on, let's get crazy. Sayings of God. Sayings of God. The sayings of God. That's my Bible. I thought that was for Sunday school children. It is till you grow up and you start to realize, I'm screwed up. I need help. Pick it up. You hear me today? Come on. Satan wants you to tell him what you think. Satan wants you to tell him what Pastor Gary thinks. Did you hear me? Satan's going to come. He's going to knock on your door. And Satan is cool with you telling Satan what you think. Okay? He's cool with you even quoting the preacher. But I'm going to show you something. Satan trembles at you telling him what God's Word says. That's cussing at him. See, I used to cuss real bad before I became a Christian. Now I get to tell him the sayings of God, and that's cussing to the devil. Amen? Good. Tell him. Quote Scripture. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Does that mean when it gets just during the good times? No, it means in the bad times. All things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Isn't that good stuff? Don't you wish you could do that? Maybe some of you can. More of you ought to be able to do it. Amen? But my God shall supply all my need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Hey, that helps you with your finances, doesn't it? With your mind. Are y'all hearing me? That's what I'm talking about today. The rhema, the sayings of God. If you want to have a great 2011, when I say great, I'm not saying it's going to be easy. You're still going to have all kinds of problems, and they might even get to be bigger. But the bottom line is, you can actually work through those problems with the sayings of God. Amen? And we're not talking about Chinese proverbs here. Y'all understand me, right? This is the literal Word of God. You know what Peter said? A bunch of us boys just didn't get together and write this thing, but holy men of God were moved as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. God breathed. James says, you believe that there's one God? You do well. The devil's also what? And what? See, when you say the sayings of God back to the devil, and as you're struggling, you talk to him, you just say those sayings back, the devil trembles because the devil believes. I hate to say it, some of us in this room hadn't even got to devil level yet. Satan believes the Bible. He just don't want to hear it from you. And some of you are still wondering if the Bible's true. You ain't even to devil level. You're really pitiful. You hearing me? Get to devil level, baby. Come on. That's one thing you can say. I want to be like the devil. I want to believe God's Word, and I want to tremble at the Word of God. That's an all right thing to say. That's the one thing I want to be like the devil like. Y'all hearing me this morning? Devils believe. We fight back by telling Satan and also telling our stupid selves what God says. How many of you feel at times like doing the exact opposite of what the Word says? Say, let me see your hand. The exact opposite. But I have to tell myself, I can't do that. I got to do this. Why? Because this is God's sayings and this is the right thing and that's going to screw up my life. Y'all hearing me today? That's the difference. The rhema, the sayings of God. See now, you can pray like you've always prayed, I guess, and just a little piddly thing and never get anywhere. And I guess you can read the Word like you've always done and never get anywhere. Or you can jack that sucker on up and go on to another level and understand what the Word of God is. Amen, y'all listening? This is our what? Now it's sounding like a sword, ain't it? Say, before I'm like, the Bible's a sword? I don't know about all that. But I tell you what, once it becomes the sayings of God, which it is already, but it ain't the sayings of God until it's the sayings of God to you. It's just a book on a shelf. But once it becomes that, it cuts to your heart. Now when they heard this, they were what? This is Peter preaching. Peter preaching to the enemies of Jesus. He stood up, filled with the Holy Ghost. He starts preaching. And his word that he was preaching was God's word. And it says that this word pricked their what? And these enemies of Jesus said, men and brethren, what shall we do? He preached with such, it wasn't just his power, it was his word. His word. Peter was always powerful. He was always strong. But now he's got a strong word. And he's preaching that strong word. And now the actual enemies of Jesus are starting to break and say, what must I do to be saved? Get it? Let's look at another one. He's preaching again. And when they heard that, they were cut to the what? Heart. Now see, there's others that did want, later on, wanted to kill him, wanted to kill Peter. Because his word cut their what? That's because he was preaching the sayings of God. Not every time the sayings of God are going to be received. They weren't received. They wanted to shut him up. Why? Because the more he talked, the more it bothered them. The more it started eating on them and cutting on their heart. Amen? That's what the Word will do. Here's Stephen. Good Stephen. He's preaching in Acts 7. And when they heard these things, they were what? Cut to the heart. And they ran on him and gnashed on him with their teeth. They were cut to the heart. You see how the Word cuts to the heart, or did you miss it? Say. Got it? That's what you need. That's what I need. I need my heart cut on. How does that happen? The sayings of God cuts my heart. Do I have a perfect heart? What does that heart mean? That's my will. That's my emotions. That's who I really am on the inside. Do you think I still need help? I need that Word to cut on me. The Rhema. We're done with this scripture, Raj. The Apostle Paul, talking to young Timothy, he said, from a child you've known the Holy Scriptures. Now Paul's leaving. Timothy's going to have to take over. He's trying to encourage him. He says, look, you've known these Scriptures from a child, and they are able to make you what? Wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Keep looking. And then Paul says this, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Say that with me. That the man of God may be, word is mature, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. I guess the Word's important, isn't it? Say. Amen? That's what gets me up every Sunday. If I didn't believe what I was saying, I'd be home right now. I've got all the ESPN channels. I've got the NFL Network. I'm going to tell you something. I love football. I love people talking about football. I wouldn't be here unless that book is true. I could find something else to do. Couldn't you? Amen? Say. Think about that. The sayings of God. Two words for word in the New Testament. Logos and the word Rhema. Rhema means the what? And if you don't hear him saying them or see him saying them, and by the way, there's three quick ways, don't put it up, there's three quick ways to do this. Number one, go to a church where the Bible's taught. Some of you, you leave here, I know you're coming to a church where we teach the Bible because that's what we do, because I'm doing it. If you go to a church back home or something like that doesn't teach the Bible, go somewhere else. Why? Because I need the Rhema. Nothing wrong with telling them that. Number two, read the Scriptures every day. Read the Scriptures every day. Number three way to get the Rhema, to get the sayings of God, memorize Scripture. Memorize Scripture. There's more tools for memorization now than there's ever been before in the history of the world. I used to do it this way. Some of you take my challenge, and I still do it like this sometimes. 3x5 card. I write it out on a card, stick it in my pocket, stick it in my glove box, whatever. Amen? And I memorize that. Why? Because I'm an idiot. But the Word of God inside of me makes me smarter, stronger, more solid. Y'all hearing me? Amen. Let's thank the Lord for His Word. Not for Gary's Word, but for His Word. Amen. Thank you, Lord.